Law enforcement is a state right. Our founders knew that concentrating too much power in any one federal agency, especially a law enforcement agency, could lead to a tyrannical police state. This was one of their greatest fears. After all, they knew a thing or two about tyranny, and it was something they wanted to avoid at all costs. This is how a recent article from thetruthaboutguns.com starts, and I'll be including a link in the description. I highly recommend that you read through the whole thing. The article includes three paragraphs that I want to key in on, but before I do, if you appreciate content like this, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. Now on to those three key paragraphs. Quote, the United States Capitol Police, the USCP, is part of the legislative branch, which is exempt from FOIA requirements, with FOIA standing for Freedom of Information Act. Now, because they report to Congress, the USCP believes they too are exempt from FOIA. I should point out that by way of comparison that even the CIA is subject to FOIA. Additionally, the USCP publishes no annual reports, and even the findings of its own inspector general are kept secret and not made public. The mission of the USCP is to, quote, protect the Congress, its members, employees, visitors, and facilities, so it can fulfill its constitutional and legislative responsibilities in a safe, secure, and open environment, end quote. So you would think that the agency would focus its enforcement efforts in Washington, D.C., but that is no longer the case. Congress is now seeking to nationalize the USCP by creating field offices in different states. Two field offices are planned for now, but more are coming. And that's where I want to pause on the Truth About Guns article, and I want to note at this point that the FOIA.gov homepage clearly states that, quote, the basic function of the Freedom of Information Act is to ensure informed citizens, vital to the functioning of a democratic society, end quote. Oh, really? Do tell. So informed citizens are vital to the functioning of a democratic society, and citizens are being purposefully left uninformed where the new DC secret police force is concerned. Right. This actually does make a whole lot of sense, of course, when you fully open your eyes and take in the razor wire trimmed banana republic style dictator preservation systems defining Washington, D.C. since the Manchurian dementia patient took residency at the White House. It all fits perfectly when you open your eyes to those sorts of things. You have to want to miss what's going on here in order to miss what's going on here. And make no mistake, many people want to miss what's going on here, and for not entirely unreasonable reasons. The Truth About Guns article closed with five takeaway points that help to emphasize the main point I'm trying to make here. Those 5 points are, number one, the USCP operates in secret. Number two, the USCP is not accountable to the public. Number three, the USCP has little oversight given its personal relationship with Congress. Number four, the USCP has a history of operating outside of its scope, such as making drug arrests off Capitol grounds. Number five, the USCP will soon be operating in many states with a mandate that's nebulous at best. So this is where we're at in the land of the free and the home of the NSA. Who needs a KGB or a Stasi or a Gestapo when you have spiffy new secret enforcer units to go along with the FBI, CIA, ATF, and all the rest? The one good thing about all of this coming together in such a brazen, openly Orwellian manner is that it is on full display for all to see, which points to, among other things, the sheer desperation of the tyrant wannabes who are a part of the elite abuser class that's temporarily ruling over us. They know that their time is short. They know that their lies and propaganda are wearing very thin. They know that we're waking up, and they fear, properly fear, that we are not going to take it for much longer. If you appreciate this perspective and want to support the channel, please subscribe to the channel and connect with me at hellraiserreport.com.